before many of you were born, the headhunters happened to visit Chicago for the first time. You know, like the first headhunter tour where you go to the big cities. Chicago was one of them. Big fun back then. So your dads probably would remember it, but you know, you weren't even thought of something. Right? But I'm sure you've enjoyed the music over the years, you know, you've been turned on. And it's amazing, you know? The older the shit gets, the better it gets. You know, that's a wonderful thing. I love that. When older it gets better. That's good for old people. But anyway, we're going to have a good time tonight. We're going to continue with a tune that Michael Clark wrote with Jed Levy. And it's about his little personal small dwelling in New York City. He has a small loft with a full tennis court and an Olympic-sized swimming pool. And it's called Loft Funk. Thank you. there was this project we did, and I think it was entitled Thrust. So we're gonna delve into some of those days with her, with some of the Thrust stuff and some of the Headhunters album stuff. And so, and then we're gonna mix it up with some of the Fall stuff, the Michaels and mine, and just, you know, give you like a nice taste. Then we might kick it up a notch. Bam! So we're gonna go on with this tune from Thrust. And this tune was called Butterfly.
Oh, guys that we haven't played these tunes since we recorded them and used to tour with Herbie Hancock, Fall of Nine Bill. And so I just can't tell you how much this means to me personally to be back with the senior headhunters and the and couple with the he's Skerrick said junior, but I'm gonna say the new headhunters. So this is a great treat for me because these are my older brothers and these are my younger brothers. All of you are my brothers and sisters, and thank you so much for coming out. I myself just turned 26 today. That's all I got.
So here we go with another one of these great tunes off of one of these historic projects. We will call them projects because they remind us, and me, especially me and Paul and Michael, of the projects where we used to play. Hey, that's the kind of project we're talking about. This is what happens in the projects. This next tune is about the naming of this tune. That there was this guy in the Bay Area that we used to adore, and his name was Sly Stone. Sly changed the face of the planet Earth. He got people imitating him like Prince. He's a Sly clone. Not a cyclone, a Sly clone. I'm talking about it. So we're gonna move on with this tune all of the head on his record call. Sly! I'm going to go to the hospital.
Thank you. I'm sorry, sir, they know not what they sing.
Okay. Ele Guarago, 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 So now, we are trying to do a couple of things here. We're trying to give you everything you want, and we're trying to give you everything you need. Now, there's only one gentleman on planet Earth or any other neighboring body in the universe that can expound upon this subject matter any greater than the God of this, the God of this. Always asking, take it away.
Thank you.
played in his band for years with Otis Rush. He was a band leader with Otis Rush. Albert King, you name it, he's done it. He's one of your own here in Chicago. Great blues guitarist and singer. Please say hello to the great Danny Dreher. Danny Dreher right here. We're going to get down for
on some smoking blues then.
One of the greatest blues guitar players in the world, right? My Danny Graham is here once again. Yeah, come on, Chicago. This is
Nashville. Oh, we're moving right along. Michael. Miguel. Miguel, let me tell you something about this next tune. Now, we got all kinds of fans out. You know, fans are fans for this. The heavenly fans. Oh, we're talking about a whole new breed of people. A whole new generation of heavies. We call you heavies. All right, spread the news. The heavies are wanting to see. Made it to Earth. So now, we got this group we're going to play. And Paul Jackson and Michael Clark made this group eternally famous. Forever. This tune is called Palm Grease.
Thank you.
we're gonna play the last tune of the evening. Okay, so I want to tell you guys, if you like what you're feeling, our road manager Matt's back there at the sound booth. We have some CDs. We'll come out and sign them for you guys. And thank you so much for coming out and digging us. We'll be here again tomorrow night. And
tell all your friends and come back with us.
Once again, Robert Walter on the keyboard. Great Robert Walter. This crowd. And this gentleman I've been playing with for since prescription renewal. And man, they don't get no better than this. Please give it up for Skerrick on the saxophone. Skerrick. He's a new member of my musical family. Long-time members of my musical, and they've become my real family. The great Bill Summers, the greatest percussion player in the world. Bill Summers.
I don't know about all that greatest percussionist in the world. That's a big statement. I don't want that responsibility. I am a humble student, okay? And one of my teachers is this gentleman behind me. The guru, El Maestro, Mi Hermano, Mon Frere, My Buddha! Is that the way, that's the way you have it? That's the way you wrote it, man. El Maestro!
Are you rich?
Mr. Michael Cole!
Chicago blues player, Danny Greer. He kicks some ass up here in my Danny Greer! This guy right here, I've been with him since 1968. He's cost me four wives. He got down with two of them.
He wouldn't have met him if it wasn't
for me. This is my best friend, one of my best friends. He's my best friend, and he's my best friend.
No, that's cool. He's your best friend.
Yeah, he's my best friend.
We
fight all the time. We put a hole in Bill's wall down in New Orleans a couple weeks ago. That's a fight after that.
Look here, they came to my house. I invited them to my house. And I said, look, I got somewhere to go. And I want you guys to enjoy yourselves. The refrigerator is open. The Heineken's, the Sapporo, all that stuff. The sushi he wanted. All of it was there. I came back home, I had a hole in my wall, big as Paul.
Me and Paul had a little disagreement, he's bigger than I am.
But guess what? I got my whole living room redone. And they paid for it. They ain't like the insurance company. They, you can count on these motherfuckers. Yeah.
Anyway.
They, you can count on them.
That's my best friend. Signature bass lines that everybody, every bass player in the world would get popular. I'm not done yet. Genius, songwriter, composer, and the funkiest motherfucker I've ever known in my life. Is Paul Jackson.
Thank you.
Thank you.
y'all see me we recorded last week, and we have a CD in the studio. Go back to the day, we got Robert Walters, we got Spirit. Everybody's back there! You coming right on back there!